Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a lovely day to be alive. We're glad to be here in the service of the Lord once again here at our Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself, and we know that as we look to him, looking to the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, that we are blessed, we are truly covered by the blood of Jesus, and we look to just change lives as we pray, as we intercede, standing in the gap and making up the hedge. Today is Monday. It is the sixth day of July, 2020, and this is just a wonderful time that we're living in, even though we are seeing so many different things going on in the world that we have never seen before, but we still have God on our side. He's in us now, and he's taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. So we're going to pray this morning. I am glad for each and every one who has joined us here. It is good to know that we are continuing to be in agreement with the Word of God. We are still looking to have the one accord spirit, because where two or three are gathered in, God is in the midst, and we know that we are trusting and believing in him. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, Father, that you are our hiding place. You're everywhere, O Father. You do all things well. You're sovereign, O Father. You have no respect of person, and what you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we're grateful that we are a part of your kingdom. We're grateful that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. He gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, Jesus, for the fact that you went up the hill Golgotha. You took all the stripes on your back so that we could be healed. And then you hung on the cross and all the pain and the shame. You did it once for all of us. You entered into the grave and you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have the victory today. So we're grateful for what you did in sending the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we say, Holy Ghost, have your way today. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, said the Lord. We thank you for that this morning. We know the Holy Ghost is our reminder. It's our power to help us to continue to be in the place where God would have us to be. And Lord, this morning we ask you to forgive us of any unrighteousness, anything that we've done that is against your will. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I thank you that my Redeemer lives and he reigns forevermore. My Father, we are glad today because we are able to forgive and forget those, O God, who have hurt us. And we ask you, Father, that if there's anyone here who has an ought against someone, that they will go and get it straight with that person and return and present their gifts, O God, to you, O Father, because we do not want our prayers to be hindered as a result of unforgiveness. O Father, we just thank you today for just blessing our children. I want to lift up our children today, O God, children across the world, God. Our children need to be covered, O God. There are many children who are in homes, O God, who are being molested, children who are being abused, children who are being misused, O God. So we pray for these children, O God, because we know that many children are in a situation that they don't know what to do, O God. So we just pray that you protect them. There are children who are hungry in various places, O God, in our country and around the world, O God. So we pray for you, O God, to intercede on their behalf, O God, and we know that you can provide, O God, their needs, O God, according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We pray for the little babies, O God, who are so small, O God, that they can't even walk or talk. Some of them are being molested. We pray this morning, O God, for you to protect them, O God, and let the perpetrator be revealed, O God, and come to justice, O God, so that these little kids, O God, will not continue to be hurt and harmed, O God. Little children, O God, who are in these homes, O God, being slapped around, O God, and people are misusing the children, O God, because they have an ought against, or they haven't some kind of issue with the mother or the father, O God. And We just praying on their behalf, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray, Father, today that you will just heal and deliver these hurtful situations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even the children sometimes need to be removed from the homes, oh God, so that they can have some peace of mind. Some of them lay down at night so afraid to go to sleep. Some wake up early in the morning, hating to get up in the morning, Father. Lord, there are teenagers, oh God, who are out there suffering the same, oh God, and many people who have had these situations when they were younger, Lord. We pray for the healing, Lord, that they will be healed, oh God, and know that there is love in this world, Father. So many people in a very dark place, Lord Jesus. We pray for them in the name of Jesus, my Lord. We pray, Father, today that you will help those, oh God, who are out there, Lord, just stumbling around, Father, not knowing what to do, oh God. We pray for our nieces, nephews, aunts, and uncles, our children, children's children, oh Father, our grandmothers and grandfathers, oh God, those who have not received Jesus as Savior, Lord. We pray that they will come to the knowledge of the truth. So many people around the world, oh God, who have not heard about Jesus yet. We know that before Jesus comes, everyone will have an opportunity to know about Jesus and his love. And we're praying for salvation this morning, oh God, that people will receive Jesus as their Savior, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray, Lord, for the backslider, that they will return to you, oh God. Every prodigal son and daughter, oh God, who is out there in darkness, oh God, and some are afraid to return, Lord, because of the things that they're doing. But we know that you have an opportunity to just continue to show them love, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that they will return to the fold, oh God, before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Father, today for the truth of the matter being that all things are possible as we believe, oh God. Even as we pray, Father, we know that there are people who are being changed even now, God. There are people around the world, oh God, even your disciples, oh God, the evangelists who are out there, oh God, just reaching the lost, even in the dark time that we're in, oh God. We do pray, Father, for change to come, Lord. We pray for the leaders of our country, oh God, starting with the president, oh God. We pray for the House of Representatives, oh God. We pray for the congressmen, Lord Jesus, that people will begin to work together, oh God, and the spirit of pride, oh God, being destroyed. Lord, we lose the spirit of humility, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, I just pray that the healing spirit will touch their minds, oh God, and help them not to be so hateful, oh God. And speaking of hate, Lord, there's hate across this nation and around the world, oh God. And we know that God is love and love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. So we pray and loose the spirit of love, oh God, and bind up the spirit of hatred, the spirit of bigotry, oh God, the spirit of vindictiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We realize that vengeance belongs to you, Lord, and you shall repay, Lord. So we're just grateful, Lord, that we know the truth, oh God, and we pray for the governors of our states, oh God. We pray for the mayors of our cities, oh God, those who are in leadership roles in our companies, oh God. We know, Father, today that there is a need for change, oh God. And we pray for that change across the world, oh God, in our nation, Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father, in the name of Jesus, peace of each and every country, every city, oh God, every little place, oh God, that somebody may be living, oh God. We are praying, Father, for deliverance, Lord. We know that deliverance shall come, oh God, that peace shall come, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We glorify your name, oh God, for the peace coming across this world, oh God. And Lord, we realize and know that there is a need for healing, Lord. So many people are sick, Lord, all kinds of sicknesses and diseases, oh God. So we lose the spirit of healing, oh God. Healing is the children's bread, Lord. So we are believing this morning, oh God, for those who may be in the hospital right now who needs to be healed, Father. Somebody with high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, scoliosis, multiple sclerosis, oh God. There are those who have all kinds of cancer, Lord. I pray for Uncle Marvin, oh God, that he will be healed, Father. Whatever is going on in his body, Lord, that you take care of that, oh God, and remove anything, oh God, that shouldn't be, oh God, giving peace to know that
All things are possible through you, O God, as we trust in you, O God. And as we're praying, O God, we know that those who are here, Lord, are in agreement, Lord, with your word, O God. As we speak your word, O God, we know that your word will not go out and return to you void. It shall accomplish that which you sent it to do, O God. So we're believing for the healing, Father. Somebody may have a fever, Lord, those who have the COVID-19, O God. We believe for healing for that today, O Lord. Somebody may have some arthritis in their bodies, Lord. We decree and declare that the healing from the arthritic condition shall come, Lord Jesus. The swelling in the limbs of God, the swelling in the joint, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We praise you, God, today for that. Somebody may have a kidney failure, Lord. You are the healer, Lord. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, O God. So we're believing for the healing of these various conditions, O God. Or somebody with a sinus condition, Lord, we thank you for healing that. The eyes being swollen, O God, because of what is in the atmosphere, O God. We are believing, O God, for people to just think about the fact that you gave us the leaves on the trees for the healing of the nations, the herb-bearing trees, O God. That is your word, Lord. So even though we pray, God, there's some things that people need to do, oh God, to help themselves, Lord, those who have ulcers, oh God, to stop worrying, oh God. We bind up the spirit of worry, oh God, and loose the spirit of peace this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we are trusting you this morning, oh God, to help people to know, Lord, if they would just look to you, Lord. Some need to reach out as the woman who had the issue of blood to touch the hem of your garment, Lord, in the spirit, oh God, and be made whole even today, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We are thanking you, Lord, that you're opening up blinded eyes, oh God, deaf ears are open, oh God, mouths that were not able to speak, Lord, that they begin to speak, the dumb shall speak today, God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. And we pray, Father, today for little babies who were born prematurely, oh God, that you heal those bodies, oh God, and you can cause them to be developed as they should be, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, those who have mental conditions, Lord, they're those who have schizophrenia and paranoia, oh God, Alzheimer's, oh God, and Parkinson's diseases, oh God. They're those who may even be on the verge of suicide. I bind up the demonic spirit of suicide, Lord, and loose the spirit of life and life more abundantly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because you are truly able to do all things, oh God, but fail, Lord. So we're thanking you, Lord, for the healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said if we are sick, Lord, somebody just needs to call for the elders of the church, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, Lord. So we're believing for that this morning, oh God, that people are being healed even now, Lord, as we speak, Lord. People we don't know, Lord, you know where they are, Father, and you bring about healing in their bodies, Lord. And we appreciate you, Father, that even those who just need to just look to you, O God, that they will trust you, Father, that they will seek you, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, somebody needs a spleen to be healed and replaced, O God. Somebody with heart trouble, Lord, to be healed this morning. Somebody may have had a heart attack, Lord. Somebody that had a stroke, Lord, you can heal them today, Lord. We know, Father, today that all we have to do is continue to pray, O God. You said to pray without ceasing, O God. So we're believing, O God, as we're praying, O God, that people's lives are being changed, O God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, we just praise you, Lord, today for the deliverance, O God. Praise you, Lord, for the healing this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that those minds, O God, that have become so depressed, O God, that you remove the depression in their minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I loose the spirit of joy, God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and with joy we draw water, my God, from the wells of salvation, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the joy today, Father, for those who have been feeling so bad, oh God, have been feeling so low, oh God, those who are depending on drugs, oh God. We bind up the spirit of drugs and alcohol, whether it be prescribed drugs or just drugs off the streets, oh God. We pray, Father, today for those who are strung out on those drugs, Lord, that you heal them, Father, that they come to you, Lord, that they give up the drugs, oh God, and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. My God, we thank you and we praise you in advance, oh God, for what you're doing for the family members, oh God, for families around this world, oh God, as people's lives are changing, oh God, as you're bringing people to you, oh God. We know, Father, today that by your loving kindness you have drawn, oh God, you're drawing people now, God, in the name of Jesus, those who are just stumbling around in darkness, oh God, that they will come to the light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We just bless you this morning, oh God. I say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God, as you bring about change within this nation, oh God, as we are believing, oh God, that those who are in need of healing are being healed even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We pray for the churches, oh God, as we are doing the services outside of the church, oh God, and we pray for wisdom, Lord. Lord, there's a need for wisdom for people, each and every person, oh God. You said if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask for it, and you would give it to us liberally and upbraided not, oh God. You would not withhold it from us, oh God. So, Lord, help us to be wise in everything that we do, oh God, every place that we go, oh God, that we would be wise as we go out and do the things that we need to do, oh God. We praise you for that today, oh Lord, and we pray that you will cover each and every leader of our churches, oh God, leaders of every ministry, oh God, that you will cover them with the knowledge of the truth, oh God, that they will have the heart of the word of God within them, oh God, to speak the truth in love, Lord, so that many people will be willing to receive Jesus as Savior, that they will know that there's a time, oh God, when there will be the end of this life that we know, God, and we want to go into the heavenlies, oh God. We want to end up in heaven, oh God. We know that there is a place, oh God, for each and every one of us, Lord. Some of us just have not received you as Savior. So we thank you, Lord, today for that, that we will be truly saved, oh God, and not just say it, oh God, but we will believe it in our hearts, oh God, and we will trust you, Father, to draw us closer to you, oh God, each and every day, oh God. We're just praising your name, oh God. We bless you today, oh God, for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. In Jesus' name I pray. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue praying this morning, so I'm going to ask certain ones if you will do some praying this morning. So I'm going to ask our sister evangelist Juanita, are you available to pray? And Apostle Horsley, our sister Marie, are you all available to pray this morning?
We're available.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Jesus.
Okay, so if we could start in that order, our evangelist Juanita, Apostle Horsley, and then Sister Marie.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we're going to continue to thank you, Lord God, and to praise you and to bless your holy and righteous name. Because we know that only you are worthy, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your name, and we thank you for the prayers that have gone up before your throne of grace thus far, Lord God. Lord God, we know that your ears are always open to our cries. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for bringing us through this weekend, Lord God, for bringing us through this holiday, Lord God, bringing us back, Lord God, to a place where we come together, Lord God, to lift you up, to praise you, to exalt you, and to magnify you, to call upon you, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be worshipped, to be adored, Lord. And we just thank you so much for allowing us, Lord God, to come back to this place where we come together, Lord God, to encourage each other, Lord God, to pray, Lord God, and call out to you, our great God and Father, Lord God. And we can come together, Lord God, and stand in the gap and pray one for another, Lord God. Lord God, that we can come together, Lord God, to remind each other of who you are, that we serve a God, that there is nothing, nothing that you cannot do, Lord God, that we serve a God who is so able to do, Lord God, exceedingly abundantly above all we may ever ask or think, that we serve a God that does not change. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you continue to look beyond our faults, Lord God, and that you supply our need, Lord God. Lord God, we trust that every need is met in you, Lord God. Lord God, the things, Lord God, that we have not yet seen manifest, Lord God, we trust in you, Lord God, because you know the appointed time for everything, Lord, and we just thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that as I both see, and I both seek, and I both case, so not case, so not this, so hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that as we continue to come before you and present, Lord God, our loved ones to you in faith, Lord God, that you answer our prayers, Lord God. Because regardless of how much we love our loved ones, Lord God, you love them much more than we can ever love them, Lord God, because you are our great God and Father. So I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to continue, Lord God, to lay them on the altar, Lord God, to cast our burdens and cares upon you, Lord God, because we know you care for us, Lord. I thank you so much for your care, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord God. Forgiveness for Alabesina Dosa. Forgiveness, Lord God, for all of our Nikina Rabokina Dosa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for being such a forgiving Father, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to forgive us for our sins. You forgive us for our weaknesses, Lord God. You forgive us for our inequities, Lord God, because you are such a loving Father, and we thank you for that, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that we sin, Lord God, in word, thought, and deed, Lord God. Lord God, we sin sometimes. We don't even recognize that we're sinning, Lord God, that it's a sin against you, Lord God. But we thank you for being so merciful and so forgiving to us, Lord God. As your word says, morning by morning, new mercies we see, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, we are all recipients of your mercies, Lord God. Not because we deserve anything, but because you are such a good God and Father, and you give us another opportunity to get our lives, to get everything right before you, Lord God, so I just say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to continue, Lord God, to stir up the gifts you've given us, Lord God. Stir us up to a place, Lord God, that we want to do nothing else but serve you, Lord God, but to be obedient to you, Lord God, but to lead others to you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you so much, Lord God. Lord God, I bless your name, Lord God, that as we continue, Lord God, to speak to you, Lord God, while you may be found, Lord God, that you will use us, Lord God, as we continue, Lord God, to offer ourselves back to you because you are the rightful owner, that you will, Lord God, bless and keep us, Lord God. Lord God, as we, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to look upon others with compassion, Lord God, that you will use us to and for your glory, that those that see us will not see us, but they will see you working in and through our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you will help us to decrease, that you may increase, that you may increase in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for every, Lord God, testimony, Lord God, that you have given us and that you will give us, Lord God, even throughout this week, Lord God, that we will have testimonies, Lord God, to share, Lord God, that others may be encouraged, Lord God, that others, Lord God, may, Lord God, be increased in their faith and to you and to who you are, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, because your word, labeled sina dosa, hallelujah, Lord God, because you say we overcome, Lord God, by the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior Christ, hallelujah, and by the word of our testimony, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that we will testify to how good you are, Lord God. And Lord God, for these those seeking our doors are by not loving our lives unto death, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, that death is just a transition from one stage to another in you, Lord God. But I bless your name, Lord God, that while we're here on this terra firma, Lord God, that we'll be open to hear you, Lord God, to be used by you, Lord God, to receive, Lord God, your word, Lord God, that we may share it with others, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just so full of, Lord God, praise for you this morning, Lord God. In spite of, Lord God, all the negative things you may have heard over the weekend, over this holiday weekend, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that the enemy wants us to hear all the negative stuff, Lord God. Lord God, but Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that we will share the goodness of our Lord. We will share the greatness of our great God and Father. We will share your word, Lord God. We will share those things, Lord God, that will tend, Lord God, to draw others to you, Lord God. Lord God, that will encourage us, Lord God, even when we're going through, Lord God. Give us songs of praise, Lord God. Give us words, Lord God, that we will just cry out to you, Lord God, and sing to you, Lord God. Lord God, that those things that will tempt to weigh us down must leave in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father God, for all that you've given us, Lord God, to overcome, Lord God, the things that may have come against us in this world, Lord God. Because, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that we are overcomers in you, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors in you, Lord God, that we can and we will stand on your word, Lord God, that we will continue to remind each other of your word and what your word says, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we hear, Lord God, that this coronavirus, Lord God, is raising up its ugly head, Lord God, in so many states, Lord God, but I ask you to give us wisdom, actually, Lord God, to help us to stand, Lord God, against the spirit, Lord God. Give us wisdom, Lord God, as not only to how to pray, Lord God, but Lord God, give us the wisdom, Lord God, what we need to do as your sons and daughters, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that because, Lord God, we have sat down and been lax on our job over such a period of time, Lord God, that many things happen, Lord God, but Lord God, we're designed, Lord God, to step up and step back up to the plate, Lord God, and to be, Lord God, in fellowship with you, Lord God, that we can pray that down, Lord God, these things, Lord God, that have taken the lives of your people, Lord God. And we can pray down, Lord God, these things, Lord God, that remind us, Lord God, that we have become complacent, Lord God. As you are, people seeking our daughter, I renounce the spirit of complacency, Lord God, that has moved into many of our lives, Lord God. I renounce that spirit, Lord God, that has caused us, Lord God, to lighten up, Lord God, on our prayers, Lord God, not to do what we're called to do as far as spending as much time with you as we should, Lord God. I renounce that spirit, Lord God, that even called us not to speak up for you and who you are when we're called to speak up and speak out, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, that you remove the spirit of complacency, Lord God, and give us more boldness, Lord God. Lord God, give us, Lord God, make us, Lord God, more forceful, Lord God, in who you call us to be, Lord God, that royal priesthood and that holy nation that you have called out of darkness to walk in your marvelous light. You called us out of darkness, Lord God. So let us walk as children of the light, Lord God, in these times that we're living in, Lord God. Truly let your light shine through us, Lord God. Use us, Lord God. Use us, Lord God, because we are children, Lord God, of the truth, Lord God. Use us, Lord God. And let us never be ashamed, Lord God, ashamed of you and who you are. Let us never be ashamed, Lord God, to identify with Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let us never back down, Lord God, because you have blessed us, Lord God. You have delivered us, Lord God, from so many things, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're still delivering, Lord God, because you are the God that delivers, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are still healing because you are a healer, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a provider, Lord God. You provide, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Everything that we need, I thank you for being our great and good shepherd, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you are at all times of life, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord God. We give you thanks. Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We worship you, God, because you are worth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God. There is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you. You are God alone. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, I know there's many times we come, Lord God, on the prayer line, Lord God, and we don't want to pray because we're going through different things, Lord God. But Lord God, I bless your name, Lord God. Lord God, just pray, Lord God. Lord God, will break down strongholds, Lord God. So Lord God, let us never, Lord God, allow ourselves to stay in a place we don't want to give you praise, Lord God. That we don't want to lift you up and to exalt you and magnify you, Lord God. Never get in that place, Lord God. But let us stay in a place of reverence and worship, Lord God, honoring you, Lord God, designed to bless you at all times, Lord God. As the word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Let that be so, Lord God. Let our soul make its boast in you, Lord God. That those that hear, Lord God, the humble that hear, that they become so glad, Lord God. Oh, we magnify you this morning, Lord God. Oh, we exalt your name, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that we can bless your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as we get into a place of praise and prayer, Lord God, and worship and adoration to you, Lord God, that we never, Lord God, come out, Lord God. Lord God, the same way we go in, Lord God. When we come out, Lord God, more strengthened, Lord God, more encouraged, Lord God. Lord God, reminded of who you are, Lord God, that we serve a God that there does not fail. There is no failure in you ever, Lord God. There's never any failure in you, Lord God. So I just thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that in spite of all that's going on in our lives, Lord God, that we will remember, Lord God, to bless your name, Lord God, to pray to you, Lord God, to cry out to you, Lord God, to sing songs of praise to you, Lord God, to lift up holy hands to you, Lord God. Lord God, to stand on your word, Lord God. Even when we don't feel like it, Lord God, help us to press past the way we feel, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that we cannot go by our feelings many times, Lord God, but we need to press on and press through, Lord God, as our brother Paul said, press on toward the prize, which is in the high calling of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep us, Lord God, in a place where we will press on. We will press through, Lord God. We will pray through, Lord God. We will worship through, Lord God. We will praise through, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Knowing, Lord God, Lord God, that the best is still yet to come, Lord God. Lord God, as the songwriter says, I think I'll run on to see what the end's going to be. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we will have that in our spirit, that we will run on, Lord God, to see what the end's going to be in you, to you, through you, by your spirit. Lord, we thank you. So I ask you, Lord God, just to continue, Lord God, to bless and encourage each one of my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, continue, Lord God, to give us words to pray, Lord God, that we are praying according to your will, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to desire mind to decrease, that you may increase in our lives, Lord God. I thank you in advance for all the answered prayer requests, Lord God. I thank you for those that you will still answer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing us through, and you're bringing us, as you bring us to it, Lord God, you'll bring us through it as we stand on your word and trust you. So I just give you thanks this morning. Thanks for this privilege and opportunity, Lord God, to pray with, Lord God, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to be in fellowship with you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this blessing and keeping us, Lord God, that we have been able to come together one more time in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I give you thanks. Hallelujah. I give you praise, honor, glory, and reverence, because you and you alone deserve it. I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, Lord. We're going to rejoice in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come to you, Lord God. We ask forgiveness, Lord God, for sins of omission, sins of omission, Lord God. This is that you have made, Lord God. We're going to rejoice in it, Lord God. We're going to thank you, Lord God, for a wonderful weekend, Lord God. We're going to thank you, Lord God, was able to get out and to go and visit, Lord God, and to see your family members, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, and just thank you for all that you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, showing you so strong, Lord God, everywhere and every place, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, look around, oh Lord God, search all over, Lord God, look all over. Couldn't find no one, oh Lord God, no one that was greater than you, Lord God, no one that was more faithful than you, Lord God, no one was doing what you do, oh Lord God, for us in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But Lord God, I come this morning, oh Lord God, pray, praise, and deliverance, oh Lord God, and I will power pray, Lord God, to join our hearts together, oh Lord God, in love, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Ask you, oh Lord God, to fix, hallelujah to God, the situation, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you stretch your hand, oh Lord God, and begin to touch lives, oh Lord God, begin to touch minds, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That's the part of one in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That you would touch hearts, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Heal, deliver, set free as long as you can, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, I see we're in the people, oh Lord God, became restless, oh Lord God, and they want to go out, oh Lord God, and they want to do, Lord God, like they were doing, oh Lord God, and to carry on, oh Lord God, the only life that we know to carry on here, oh Lord God. Lord God, there is still, oh Lord God, a situation that is deadly to us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Knowing and believing, oh Lord God, and understanding that you have sent your word, oh Lord God, that you heal disease before, Lord God. Lord God, if you would just move the pandemic, oh Lord God, that you would just touch the hearts of the people, oh Lord God, and send words in their heart, oh God, send angels, ministering spirit, oh Lord God. Talk to people's mind, oh Lord God, will change that is desired, oh Lord God, will change that's needed, oh Lord God, to remedy the situation, oh Lord God. Lord God, the sacrifice of your son was made, oh Lord God, for the sins of this world, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, oh Lord God. But Lord God, it's all in the government, oh Lord God, the Congress, oh Lord God, the situation, oh Lord God, it's going back and forth, oh Lord God, and we ask that you strengthen your people everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, the corruption is here, Lord God, the spirit of Antichrist, oh Lord God, is raging among other things, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, a very diabolical situation is upon us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to save, oh Lord God, that you would just continue to heal, God, and deliver, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you give people peace of mind, oh Lord God. Ran into a lot of senior people, oh Lord God, and everyone that was there, Lord God, was senior, Lord God, and families coming together, Lord God, to hook up, and Lord God, and connect and to see what they can do, oh Lord God, and seeing that much prayer was needed, oh Lord God, much deliverance, oh Lord God. But then, oh Lord God, my heart rejoiced, oh Lord God, because people still wanted to unite themselves together, Lord God, to come together in love, oh Lord God, and show love to one another, oh Lord God, as they wait out this situation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It was a blessing, oh Lord God, that you put us right there, Lord God, in the midst of everything that's going on, O Lord God, to glorify your name, to worship your name, O Lord God, to give you thanks, O Lord God, for what's going on, O Lord God. And when I thought about the situation, O Lord God, that we were better than blessed, O Lord God, we were able to thank you, Lord God. We were able to look back and count, O Lord God, over the weekend, O Lord God, over the past few months, O Lord God, how blessed we are, O Lord God. That you never left us, Lord. Pardon me. You never forsake us, O Lord God. Every day, Lord God, you gave daily provisions, O Lord God. You gave us the daily bread, O Lord God. The bills are getting paid, O Lord God. And we're strong, O Lord God. We're not suffering, O Lord God. We're not going on ventilations, O Lord God. We were not attacked particularly, O Lord God, with the virus, O Lord God. But we yet gave your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. And standing fast in this liberty, O Lord God, which you have given us through Christ, O Lord God. Looking, O Lord God, to the second advent of Christ, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Looking for the second coming of your Son, O Lord God. Holding fast, O Lord God, to what we have, O Lord God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God, that you're moving by your Spirit and by your power, Lord God. Setting ourselves in agreement, O Lord God, all the prayer, Lord God, and the prayer at the top of the hour, Lord God, that you're blessing children, O Lord God, and that you're protecting in the name of Jesus, God, moving by your Spirit, O Lord God, and moving by your power, Lord God, showing yourself strong, O Lord God. Lord God, we understand now, O Lord God, that you said, whosoever will, let them come, O Lord God. We understand, O Lord God, that there's plenty of blood in the manual vein, O Lord God, to save humanity, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The sacrifice was made, O Lord God. You said we serve your beloved Son, O Lord God, in whom you're well pleased, O Lord God, that you're in the Son, and the Son's in you, and we're him, O Lord God, and we a part of the body, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Put you joined together, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that the body will come together, Lord God, as an edifice in there, Lord God, onto you, Lord God, ready to do your will, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in these last times, O Lord God. Lord God, help you, Lord God. We have an advocate, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We have a mediator, Lord God. Hallelujah, that make it intercession, Lord God, even while we're there, not there, Lord God, even while we're sleeping, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. While we slumber and sleep, Lord God, just taking care of everything, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you protect, Lord God, and they're working up, Lord God, and believing in another wave of this situation to come by, Lord God. But we ask that you keep, Lord God. Lord God, keep the people, Lord God, that's not able, Lord God, children and parents and stuff, Lord God, and the safe distancing, Lord God, those that are willing, Lord God. There was so much going on, Lord God. It seemed like what they're asking and what needs to be done, Lord God, is almost an impossible situation, Lord God. But we're doing the best that we can, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we send these prayers up to you, Lord God, that you would monitor, Lord God, that you would keep, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would send help, Lord God, from on high, Lord God. This is a God situation, Lord God, that we're going through, Lord God, and you're the only one that can remedy it, oh Lord God. You're the only one that can fix it, Lord God. It seems even so, Lord God, even as you sit down, Lord God, that more and more situations that's adding to the problem, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we're praying for people that have mental illnesses, oh Lord God. There's a great number of them, couldn't name them all, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God. They're looking for a hand, oh Lord God. They want to hear a word, oh Lord God. There are those that have lost their sleep at night, oh Lord God, and hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's those that are suffering from nervous conditions, oh Lord God. Hallelujah to God. And the word will not find them, oh Lord God. They're not seeking, oh Lord God. They need a word, oh Lord God. They need more lay person in the field, oh Lord God, to bring that word, oh Lord God. A word of comfort in season, oh Lord God. God, we pray this morning for Jerusalem, oh Lord God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, oh Lord God. For you say, Lord God, they shall prosper that love thee, oh Lord God. So we pray, oh Lord God, that the welfare be accomplished thee, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. As we went through the holiday weekend, oh Lord God, we've seen how you bless, oh Lord God. A lot of history came up, oh Lord God, and realizing that you were there all the time, oh Lord God. If you brought us through then, oh Lord God, we know that you're going to bring us through now, God, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Lord God, we also set ourselves in agreement in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, with the circle, oh Lord God, that you will continuously heal, Lord God. So we will continuously thank you, God. We will continuously praise you, Lord God. We continuously ask forgiveness, oh Lord God. We will continuously bring souls before you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and encourage everyone to get saved, oh Lord God, and to hold fast, oh Lord God, to that which they have, oh Lord God, until you come, oh Lord God. Because, Lord God, the way things go, on, Lord God, we understand, Lord God, that we can be changed all in a moment's notice and in the twinkling of an eye, oh Lord God. We don't know exactly what dispensation you're going to bring us to, oh Lord God, but Lord God, we thank you and we praise you because we know that you're going to do something about the situation, oh Lord God. You never fail us yet, oh Lord God. You never said you'd never leave us, neither forsake us, oh God, even until the end of the world, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's something need to be done about the situation, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, that have pretended, oh Lord God, to do the right thing, oh Lord God, the traditional system, oh Lord God. But we see many changes in the earth, oh Lord God. We see the convulsion going on, oh Lord God. And we see idols are coming down, oh Lord God. And graven images coming down, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, give us strength, oh Lord God. Lord God, help us to hold our peace, oh Lord God. When the hour of temptation comes, oh Lord God, let us move ourselves in the prayer, Lord God. Let us move ourselves in the worship, oh Lord God, because we're not able, oh Lord God. Don't have the strength, oh Lord God, to remedy the situation, oh Lord God. Lord God, even though they have gotten stopped, will get stopped in traffic stops, oh Lord God. Situation that seemed like it was just an infraction, oh Lord God, turn into a fatality or worse, oh Lord God, and some people get beat up, some get broken up, oh Lord God, and we need help from you, oh Lord God. We need help straight from the throne, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come to thank you this morning, oh Lord God, on this 6th day of July, oh Lord God. Let me remember to call my daughter. It's her birthday, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But we came, oh Lord God, to do the bidding here first, oh Lord God, to worship you, oh Lord God, to give you the first fruits of our lips this morning, oh Lord God, the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God, as you carry us out through the day, Lord God. I want to pray for all of those that are unemployed, oh Lord God, those that have lost their jobs, oh Lord God, those that work for companies, oh Lord God, that have sold up, oh Lord God, and not able to return back, oh Lord God, in the name of situations, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, these situations, oh Lord God, Lord God, hospitals are packed to capacity, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for this main strain of this virus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we ask that you protect, oh Lord God, because babies are still being born, oh Lord God. People are still being injured, Lord God, by falls and other things, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would arrest the drive-by shooters, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they will be brought to justice, oh Lord God. It's best to say the pedophiles, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that would live on godly, oh Lord God, that you would send the word in season to them right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We need things to shift, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We need a word from the excellent glory, oh Lord God, to come down, oh Lord God, as it did on the day of Pentecost, Lord God, in a bottle, in another form, oh Lord God, of your word, oh Lord, to come down and descend and rest upon the people, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Those that are going to church, oh Lord God, and have your word, oh Lord God, and have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord God, I pray that you would fill them, oh Lord God, fill the overflowing, that they would have the witness in themselves, oh Lord God, that they have that relationship in God, Lord God, because we are reading in the word, oh Lord God, in Romans, where it said, if you have not the Spirit, oh Lord God, that they're none of yours, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, prompting me to pray, oh Lord God, that those have misunderstood, oh Lord God, and those that have not understood that word, oh Lord God, that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, and that they will come to the fullness of joy, oh Lord God, and they will come to the strength of walking in you, oh Lord God, and be witness both for you, Lord God. We are in the start then in Jerusalem and Samaria, Lord God, but in their community, oh Lord God, and reach out from there, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would put the words, oh Lord God, strongly in the Holy Ghost, in the hearts and the minds of the people, oh Lord God, that the church will become a walking church, oh Lord God, everywhere they see, Lord God, in the supermarket, hearing that they must be filled, they must be born again, hallelujah to God, that this is the life everlasting, hallelujah to God, the promise of the Son has come, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that the remedy of the situation, oh Lord God, looks like it's a great falling away, oh Lord God, church comes, oh Lord God, and people have to sign to the fact, oh Lord God, that it has gotten shed off. Able Sheet, oh call your style, Lord God, and they don't see refuge as it was, oh Lord God. But then it's on social media, Lord God, and live streaming, oh Lord God, we ask that you would heal, oh Lord God, this situation, Lord God, that the worship would come back in the full circle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, strength to receive, oh Lord God, power in our body to go on in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, we will deserve, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, praying for the pastors, oh Lord God, all over this country, all over this world, oh Lord God, praying for wives, oh Lord God, praying for my wives, oh Lord God, praying for husbands, oh Lord God, praying for the strength, oh Lord God, to go through this day, oh Lord God, through this week, oh Lord God, strength to go until the time comes to change, oh Lord God, and that the situation that we're wrestling with, oh Lord God, that's just serving us, be resolved, oh Lord God, looking to go to the other side, oh Lord God. So we speak the word, oh Lord God, we say peace, hey, bo, shut down, I call your son, be still, hallelujah, God. Lord God, we declare and decree peace over your people this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. This is our prayer, we thank you, we say hallelujah and amen, oh Lord God, as they continue to pray in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The prayer deliverance ministry, Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, for the finances to continue to come in, oh Lord God, that we be able to continue to work, oh Lord God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. The sister Maria.
Are you still there?
Introduce us.
Oh, sorry about that. Y'all, I'm on mute. Oh, I'm so sorry. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that we go ahead. We all will rejoice and be happy and glad in this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us all be blessed throughout the week. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. God, we come in Jesus' name, Lord, that glorifies you for who you are, Lord. Head of our life, Lord. Almighty God, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The great I am, Lord. We love you, Lord. We trust in you, Heavenly Father. Oh, we give you the power and the glory on a daily basis, Lord, because we love you so much, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for the Holy, for pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we thank you for your comforter, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we just praise you for the peace that you still in our life, Lord. We praise you for the patience, Lord. Lord, we praise you for the strength. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for your unconditional love, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we praise you, Heavenly Father, for eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we can never praise you or worship you enough, Lord, for all the things you do over the world, Lord, all the things you do for us, our family, our kids, things that you do for people we don't even know that we're praying for, and you do it anyway, Lord. We just praise you for answering prayers without us asking, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, Almighty God. The great I am, thank you. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Father God, we pray for those who don't have peace, Lord. We pray for those who do not have patience, Lord. Give it to them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for those right now that's out there that need company, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, those that have friends that's sick, members that's sick, Lord, family members, Lord. We pray for those that we hear the things that happen to that need company, Lord. Oh, yes, those that have family members that have been called home, Lord. Oh, yes, comfort them, Lord. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those that have sick members, Lord, that are sick right now, Lord, comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Lord, we pray for the children that are disobedient, respectful to their family or parents, that mistreat other kids, Lord, when it's not. And we just ask that you touch them, Lord. Lord, that your will be done in their lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, that you continue walking with us on a daily basis, all during the day, Lord. We pray that you continue allowing us to hear more and more of your voice, Lord, for guiding us and making good decisions, Lord, strengthening us when the devil comes, Lord, that we don't fall weak, okay, Lord, if those that are falling weak, strengthen them, Lord. Oh, yes, the backsliders, Lord. Their family members are praying for them, Lord. Pull them back to you, Lord. Let your will be done, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, there are some out there right now crying to you, Lord. Whatever they might be crying out to for help for, Lord, or whatever it is, Lord, touch them, Lord. Touch them. Oh, let your will be done, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we pray right now for the Lester family. Lord, comfort them, Heavenly Father. For the brother, the uncle, the daddy have passed. The brother-in-law, whoever they is, or the friends, Lord, they need company right now. They need guidance as far as getting the celebration taken care of, lined up. Give them strength, Heavenly Father. We pray for the McDowell family, Lord. Oh, yes, praying for their mother. If she there might be one of them, sister, the uncle, the aunt, you know, just take that family, Lord. Cover them right now, Lord. Lord, let your will be done, Lord. Lord, you know what your will is, Lord. We do not belong to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, this is just a temporary spot, Lord. Oh, touch them that they realize that if you call her home, it's her time, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. But she do not want them to weep for her. And for the lesser family, they do not weep for their brother, for their go to a better place, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let your will be done in the situation, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You said we pray for Pastor Darlene, Lord. You know her heart, Lord. And she's been at this a long time, Lord. I just want to thank you for her being in my life. So she played a good part of where I'm at in my life with you today, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, and I just want to say thank you, Jesus, and ask you to continue using her, Lord, expanding her further than she even imagined, Lord, in this ministry. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we walk by sight, with our faith and not by sight. And I just want to thank you for healing this virus, so it will come to pass, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, let your will be done in this situation, Father. Father, I pray for whoever gets the next president, be the president next, Lord. Take their heart that they be of you, Lord. If not, turn it around, Lord, because there is nothing impossible that you can't do, Lord. Let them be for the people. Lord, let them help people. Bring them up, Lord. Let them put the money where it should be at, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, work in that person's life that your will be done, Lord, in the situation of the next president. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I would like to connect each prayer with and people that's praying, Lord. And I want to say, Lord, those that came to this line, they had a prayer on their heart, their mind, and their mouth, Lord. Lord, answer those prayers, Lord, because they don't have to say them, Lord. That's how powerful you are. Answer each and every prayer, Lord, that's on anybody's heart, their mind, their thought, Lord. You can do it. I'm asking you right now in Jesus' name. Answer each prayer, Lord, that open my heart right now, their thoughts, or whatever, Lord. Do it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. And I connect them with Father who art in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses. As we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Father. You are everything. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are grateful for these prayers from our evangelist Juanita, Apostle Horsley, and our sister Marie. We appreciate you. And everybody else who's here, I just want to say thank you to each and everyone who continues to sow into the ministry, whether it be financially, by your being here, by the prayers that you're doing, the leadership that you do on the days that you lead the line. We appreciate each and everything. And I pray as you sow in the ministry that God will continue to multiply you at least 1,000 times more than what you send and what you provide for what we're doing here to provide so that we can continue doing this work here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. I pray that each and every one will have an awesome, awesome day today. We're at the top of the hour, And if you had something special on your heart while we were praying, all you had to do is reach out into the spirit realm and trust the Lord to deliver, trust the Lord to bring about peace in your mind, in your home, in the families that we are connected to. So I just decree and declare that we're covered by the blood of Jesus, and I pray that the angels will continue to surround us as we go about our business. There are protective angels that are there. There are warring angels. There are those who bring messages to us. So we thank the Lord for the angels that the Lord has provided. And you go in the peace of God and know that God is doing much for you, through you, and by you. So we appreciate everyone. Everybody have a wonderful day. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend and that the rest of your life will be full of love, peace, and joy in Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.